Okay, six new performers will be inducted tonight into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Public Enemy, Randy Newman, Rush, Albert King, Donna Summer, and Heart. Somehow Carly Rae Jepsen was excluded, but there's still time. Now, one of the criteria for induction is the artist's lasting impact on other musicians. And from member station WCPN, David C. Barnett reports on how these musicians influenced others.
In the mid-1980s, Vernon Reid co-founded Living Color, and with it, a movement that came to be called the Black Rock Coalition, which promoted black musicians playing rock music. Living Color's music featured a blend of heavy metal, jazz, and funk, and Reid says as a teenager, he was raised with all of those influences. Then, one night, he saw a long-haired power trio from Canada on Don Kirshner's rock concert. The group was Rush, and Reid says he was floored by the sound of the lead singer.
Geddy Lee's voice was so unusual. It's high and reedy and declamatory. I dug it. What do you say about his company? What do you say about society? Catch the mist, catch the myth, catch the mystery, catch the myth. There's this kind of idea of the individual versus society. And I just thought, well, there's something in what the music is talking about that was just very appealing to me.
Themes that Reid and Living Color picked up on in their music.
I think the music that hits you when you're innocent stains your soul.
Music journalist Holly Gleason says that means the songs you hear as a kid stay with you. Remember getting sweaty with Donna Summer?
And with some of today's artists, you can't deny the impact Donna Summer had on Madonna or Beyonce, or to an extent, Rihanna. I mean, Donna put it out there, and all of those women picked it up.
The influence of another of this year's inductees has been well documented. Blues master Albert King has inspired legions of guitarists ever since his 1967 Stax hit. While performers ranging from Eric Clapton to John Mayer have all cited King's impact on them, Holly Gleason says she's learned to measure the influence of legendary musicians through the music younger bands listen to on the road.
You might be at a Kenny Chesney show and you'll hear Albert King coming off of one of the band buses. Or you'll be backstage at a show with Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and they may be listening to Randy Newman, of all things. You don't expect it, but when you step back and look at what they do, you can usually get a broken line into, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Look at that mountain. Look at those trees. Look at that bum over there, man. He's down on his knees. Look at these women. Ain't nothing like them, no.
The radio in Rochester, New York, fed a teenaged Vijay Iyer a steady diet of pop and rock in the 1980s, but it was the music of Public Enemy that turned Iyer's head once he hit college.
There was an edge to it, just sonically, that was really intense. They had that kind of incantatory quality that was really arresting, especially for me as an adolescent at that time.
Today, Iyer is an acclaimed jazz pianist, and he says he's still carrying Public Enemy with him in his own music.
I think in a sort of intensity and density and sonic kind of thrust, you can hear it in certain aspects of my trio music.
Vijay Iyer adds that the music he plays today has a lot to do with helping him understand who he was as a child of Indian immigrants growing up in the lily white suburbs.
For me, it was more about becoming a person in America, and which meant kind of finding a space to be accepted as an individual and not as a type, you know.
No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless. You say, what is this?
Sometimes you don't have to look any further than home to find your role models, even if they are of a different gender. Writer Holly Gleason says that Heart, the Seattle-based band founded by sisters Ann and Nancy Wilson in the 1970s, proved to a bunch of Pacific Northwest grunge rockers 20 years later that women could front a band on their own terms.
When you look at all the bands that came out of Seattle, the Nirvanas, the Pearl Jams, they're all huge fans of those girls. I was talking to somebody up there that's a critic, and I'm going, this makes no sense. They hate gloss, they hate slick, they hate shiny. And the guy looked at me and he went, no, they rock.
And when you get right down to it, maybe it's just that simple. For all the analysis of tracing the impact of music through insightful lyrics or innovative time signatures, maybe the influence of a performer is best measured by his or her ability to rock. For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Greene.